Association is working to try to protect the long-term viability of business owners and operators. And that is why they have come out with some means by which they hope to keep those businesses afloat and you in them. Bradley Woods is the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. Bradley, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jeff.
Ah, Bradley. As I talk to you, a man from the Australian Hotels Association and also a board member of Tourism Australia, these are challenging times.
Unprecedented challenging times, Jeff. You and I have both been around long enough to have seen the impact of the Asian economic meltdown, September 11, SARS, avian bird flu, the collapse of Ansett, Compass Airlines. But this would have to be the most significant issue to impact on our country, our global economy, and obviously the tourism and travel industry within Australia.
And we know that to be true because when those other events occurred, we took comfort from going to the pub.
We did. And one of the realities is local pubs, local hospitality venues, whether they be small bars, restaurants, your tavern or pub, want to remain open, and they still want to try and provide service to the community. They were located and they were locally opened because they were providing a service to their community initially, and that's what they're there for, and we want to make sure that they can continue to do that. And so, obviously, we're exploring and working with government on a range of measures to try and ensure that we can provide that service to the community. And obviously, whether it's in a country town or whether it's in a local area, provision of meals, food, beverage, accommodation is a critical service, particularly when we've got interstate, international visitors who are in self-isolation in our accommodation hotels, and they need to be able to go somewhere and to maintain the service. And we've got people in the community who need to go to those local venues for food as well.
So what recommendations are you making, Bradley? What do the hotel owners, the bar owners, and those who fall within the Hotels Association, what are you asking of them to ensure that customers still want to come and feel reassured about coming?
Well, the most important thing, Jeff, is that we want to ensure that there's compliance with the Federal Department of Health, the Chief Medical Officer, and the determination of the National Cabinet, that is to adhere to the no more than 500 person gathering. But beyond that, is important that numbers don't exceed a level that allows for less than 1.5 metre distance between people. And that's critically important, so that if venues have too many customers in there and they're being forced to be closer than 1.5 metres apart, that can't be accepted. So we need to ensure that venues provide for that distance between people. That's the recommendation on social distancing.
So how do you do that? Do you take away standing areas and provide more chairs?
Yes. So what we've got to do is we've got to minimise standing room. We've got to make sure that venues are counting their customers and limiting those numbers. We've also recommended that venues increase and enhance their hygiene and screening for illness amongst their food prep staff, and that is they're very vigilant about sending home any staff that are showing any signs of relevant illness, upgrading this hand sanitisation available not only in the toilets but visibly on the premises when people enter the premises. We recommend that venues, if they can get their hands on hand sanitiser, they put it throughout the venue, and of course accessing some of these products is difficult at the moment. We also need to ensure that seats, tables, surfaces are always sanitised after every use, regularly cleaning any frequent touch surfaces, door handles, bathrooms, etc., constant general cleaning, emptying of waste, staff wearing disposable gloves. We've got a preference, obviously, for tap and pay with cards being used instead of handling cash money.
Yeah.
Things like keep cups or refillable containers should not be accepted, though particularly for reuse on coffee. And recommendations that venues maximise fresh air and keep windows and doors open as well.
Okay. Bradley Woods is the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association here in WA. Some recommendations for hotels and bars and other such places that we have oft frequented. Bradley, you know, when you look in other parts of the world, and certainly in the United States, the numbers of bars, hotels, restaurants that are actually closing down, do you genuinely think that you can prevent that happening, or do you think owners will get to a point where they will say, "There simply aren't enough. I'm simply not making enough of a quid. I'm going to close up for a while." Do you reckon we're going to see that?
Oh, look, I think, Jeff, it's either going to be a commercial decision that's made in the short term, or it's going to be a mandate from government
yep.
if we don't get this under control. And obviously, we're providing guidance and advice to our members on ensuring that they do comply with any directives that come out of the state emergency declaration by the West Australian government. As we know,
yes.
under those laws, the government can force the shutdown of venues for people not to go out.
And we know that that could exist at some point in the not-too-distant future, just like the closing down of schools, just like all of us being sent home to either work or be isolated for a period of time. What would the impact of that be on the hospitality industry? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but it would be massive, wouldn't it?
Look, I think the premise to that is we've got to plan for the worst but hope for the best and be prepared for that scenario. And if that scenario comes, we're already communicating to both the Commonwealth, the state government and local government a range of measures that we hope can maintain people to actually keep the businesses going after the shutdown period if it comes, but also to maintain income and support for staff as well, particularly when we have a very high casual and part-time ratio within the industry.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are concerns around those staff and their capacity to have an income. And I think it's really important that in considering this, in terms of the recommendations that we've put forward to the Commonwealth Government, that there be a level of support to help these people through this period, that there be some form of supplementary support that can be provided to businesses in order to pay the wages. But we need to see what happens. Obviously, hotel and hospitality businesses work on the basis that money in the door means money out the door to pay staff. If there's no money coming in the door from customers, it's impossible to pay staff wages because there isn't the resource there. Now, what our aim is to do is to trade for as long and reasonable as possible, given the health circumstances and being very cognizant of sanitary conditions that are critical. But at the same time, if we can get support from the Commonwealth to see those businesses held over so they can provide a supplementary payment to staff to provide some sort of support income over a uncertain period of time, that would be our ultimate preference. But we would go beyond that to say that we need to look at questions around whether the government can ask the banks to provide for a period of non-repayment of loans, both in principal and interest, over the period of an economic shutdown.
You're quite right. That is going to be one of the huge questions. And there will be, I think, millions of Australians who will be relying on some kind of answer, yes. Just one last observation. St. Paddy's Day today, Bradley. Did you see any sign of it?
Paddy, I didn't see him, and I didn't see much signs of celebrations myself. But happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Jeff, and hopefully we can celebrate it on another occasion. But for those of us working on these issues 24/7 at the moment, it's not that easy to focus on the hospitality. But look, there were a few venues out there that had some great dinners on tap and some other treats to celebrate the Irish, but nowhere near what it would have been in previous years or the future.
No. Okay, well, let's catch up for a Guinness, but probably via FaceTime. Bradley Woods, thank you. Appreciate you talking to me. He's the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association. You're with Jeff. This is the Drive Program, ABC Radio Perth.